There are many ways in which Yom Kippur is a unique day in the Jewish calendar. This that it was higher than any other day is particularly highlighted by the special service of Yom Kippur, which was practiced in the days of the Temple. This was the one day in which the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, the most sanctified place in the Beis HaMikdash and in the world. What did he do there? Upon entering, he did not pray, and he did not bring sacrifices. The service in the Holy of Holies consisted of the burning of ketedus, incense. Among the various types of service practiced in the temple, it would have seemed more appropriate for the tremendous holiness of the occasion to have done something associated with the sacrifices. After all, the sacrifices all consisted of kosher products, whether kosher animals or kosher flour or something of the sort. Part of the incense, however, consisted of a non-kosher product. In addition, one of the spices which was used in making up the incense had a terrible smell, a foul smell. Therefore, out of the 11 spices which were used to make the incense, one of them came from a non-kosher animal, and one of them had a bad smell. So it seems that it would have been more appropriate to use something which was totally kosher and totally good. Why should the service of Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, in the holiest place in the world, by the holiest one among the Jewish people, the high priest, be associated with something imperfect, the service of incense? Here, however, lies one of the keys of the whole idea of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the end of the 10 days of tshuva, the so-called days of repentance. In these days, a Jew repents from his misdeeds, and it's the literal meaning of the word tshuva. It's not repentance, but rather returns to his true inner self, his true holy source. When it comes Yom Kippur, the person that has a certain amount of misdeeds actually has an advantage in his level of tshuva over the person who is lacking nothing, because this, that he feels his distance from God, gives him an additional thrust, an additional push to get out of his present circumstance and come closer to God. The person that is always righteous doesn't feel any thirst. It is as if a person has been constantly supplied with all of his needs. A person that is in the middle of the desert, however, realizes his thirst and has a strong desire to satisfy his needs. And in this case, a person who is in a spiritual desert has a tremendous longing to come out of his present circumstance and come closer to the proper path. When he achieves this, he actually can come higher than the person that never did any misdeeds, because his additional practice now of Torah and mitzvahs, of Judaism, is superior to the one that never did anything wrong. Because the one that never did anything wrong continues in the same path he always was in. Whereas the one who returns after having been far from the Jewish path now has an additional thrust. His longing to come close to something he has always been lacking leads him to have an even greater adherence to Torah and mitzvahs. It is for this reason that our sages have said that the level which a Baal Tshuva, a person that repents, can attain, the tzaddik, the righteous person, can never attain. He could never reach such a level, because the Baal Tshuva, through his regret and remorse and his additional desire to strive higher and higher, has reached a level that without that additional thrust, a person, no matter how holy he is, cannot reach. As our sages express it, his sins have been transformed into mitzvahs. Since the sin is causing him now to do additional mitzvahs that he otherwise would not have the desire to do, therefore his sins actually are causing the mitzvah, and they are considered as mitzvahs themselves after they have been transformed. For this reason, he is higher than the tzaddik, the righteous person, who has all of the mitzvahs that he can do, but does not have the additional sins that have been transformed to mitzvahs. This, then, is the idea of the incense on Yom Kippur, and that something was used which had a foul odor, and something was used which was even non-kosher. True, when it comes to the realm of action, one cannot do a sin with the intention of later on repenting and coming to a higher level. But nevertheless, the Torah alludes to this fact, that the fact is that if a person happens to have done a misdeed, and later on repents, that this bad is transformed to good. And therefore, in the incense was included even a non-kosher substance. And specifically, this non-kosher substance was necessary to complete the incense, and in doing so, could be offered in the Holy of Holies and bring kapara, atonement, to the entire Jewish people.